97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in at Ryan Recker if you want to look me up online. Joining us now is an interventional cardiologist with Mercy Heart and Vascular, Dr. Anthony Sohn. Thank you for coming on today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So the news that came out today, President Donald Trump was diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency during a recent medical exam. Venous, maybe I'm saying it wrong. I was hoping you can explain Venus. Got it. They should spell it like the planet, and then it would be easier for me to pick up on that. Okay, but now that I know, Venus, chronic venous insufficiency during a medical exam. Can you explain to us what that is?
Sure. It's basically a condition in which the veins in the legs are unable to really efficiently return blood back to the heart. And what happens then is that blood will pool in the lower extremities or legs, which will cause swelling.
Got it. And that's what some people picked up on. They took a photo and they saw it and they wondered what was going on there. So generally speaking, he's 79 years old and they say that this is happening to him. How common is it? How serious is it?
It's actually quite common. Unfortunately, as we all get older, the likelihood that we can have this is much higher. And this is basically, and there's really a lot of different reasons why one can develop this. But quite honestly, anyone who is in an occupation that requires prolonged standing is at risk for something like this. So for President Trump, who I think is in his 70s, I mean, unfortunately, just by age and what he does predisposes him to have this.
Right. And yeah, when you see these sort of things, you know, it could be a burden to some people. And, you know, I'm relatively young, I guess. Is this something that happens, you're higher risk at a certain age, or can really anyone get this?
Well, anyone at any age can really get this. Usually we start seeing it in patients who are in their 20s, 30s.
Wow.
But as I said before, as you get older, you're more likely to develop it.
Right. How do you treat something like this?
Well, the best way to treat it is really, number one, staying active. Number two, you know, being of a normal weight. Number three, keeping yourself well hydrated. But the most common way we do it in this age group is wearing compression hose.
Oh, okay, so that's basically tight-fitting socks or something like that?
Yes. These are graduated compression stockings that, as you wear them, there's a tighter or pressure in the lower extremities as they go up to get lighter, and that prevents the blood from pooling, effectively preventing the swelling.
Also, basically, you're just preventing the blood from going to certain parts. There's just not enough space for it to go to, and it kind of helps de facto that way?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, interesting. So I'm sure that's kind of like a temporary fix. So basically, improve your health, drop some weight, things like that. Will this clear up, or once you get it, and you're going to have it always?
Usually, once you get it. But you know, taking care of some of those risk factors will prevent less swelling and less pooling of blood. But it really depends on, you know, what the mechanism of why they develop that is. And there's a lot of different ways that people can develop it.
Is this more of an inconvenience thing, or down the line, do you have to intervene? Like, is there surgery or something like that?
Yeah, it's a spectrum. So some people may just have some light swelling. Some people may have some skin changes associated with it, whether it be discoloration. But in the severe cases, people can develop wounds from it. And there are procedures and surgeries that can be performed to fix those issues.
Well, for the most part, let's say you have this and you're the president of the United States. You have a lot of medical attention at your disposal at any given time. For the most part, when you have these type of guidance, do you just live a normal life? Does anything change?
Yeah, I mean, most people who have chronic venous insufficiency will have a normal life, and their life expectancy is normal.
Interesting. Can you get it in other parts of your body, like in your fingers get it or anything like that?
You can, but it's less likely. It's usually because of the legs are always, you know, if you're standing on them, it's gravity doing its job, doing its work.
Right. Okay. Well, let's say someone may think they have this, or like, oh, this looks familiar, or, you know, I've kind of noticed this in a spouse or something like that. What would you encourage them to do?
Yeah, I think it's always good to talk to your provider about the symptoms or observations that you notice. But the biggest thing is really, right, staying active, elevating your legs in the evening. And then you can try over-the-counter compression hose to prevent the swelling.
Put your feet up and relax a little. You deserve it. Dr. Anthony Soane, interventional cardiologist with Mercy Heart and Vascular. Thank you so much for coming on and explaining this to us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a good evening.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Don't go anywhere on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.